Style Radio. PBH and Jack presents Zion Radio. Welcome, all our brothers and sisters. We come together under one roof for the love of house. Music. Now it's time to take it right up to boss level. Welcome to Zion Radio with PBH and Jack. Episode 20.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends around the world, welcome to Zion Radio, episode 20, live and direct from the UK. Jack, that was actually a lie. We're not live, are we?
No, we're not live, no. It's threw me off there.
I don't even know where you can go with that.
No, we're not live, man. We're not live. I'm where are you?
I caught you out there. I'm really enjoying that. I caught you out
you
there.
You did, yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
I wanted to switch it up at the start of this one, sure.
How are you, bro?
20 shows, bro.
How are you? Yeah. How are you? Were you enjoying the eat out to help out thing? I think you've been abusing that the last few days, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Me and Ben, my housemate, have actually been driving up and down the UK. I've been to purchase a van, which I'm about to turn into a camper van in the spare time, which I'm very excited about. We're on some wicked adventures with that. And we ate out twice this week, half price, both nights. Incredible. Three curries last night, £21, eating in.
You know
beautiful.
What? Bro, it won't be long until you order fat one.
Really? To be fair, I have actually put some podge on during lockdown, and it's kind of pissing me off a bit. Seriously,
you are one of those horrible people that never puts weight on. You could eat any. No, I'm not even hearing it, man.
It's a lie. I thought that was true as well. I thought that was true until lockdown. I have the lockdown podge. A few too many bottles of wine, a few too many whiskies by the fire. It's happened.
Well, as long as you had fun.
Have we not asked if you're enjoying 2-for-1 lockdown? Because we know you are.
No, let's move on. Let's move on. I've not been abusing it at all.
Just miss that topic completely.
Yeah, we'll just swerve past that. We'll put a pin in that. We'll come back to that maybe later on. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's good. Right, guys, we have a super busy show for you coming up. We've got some amazing music. We always say we've got amazing music, but this month we definitely mean it. It's packed with bangers, start to finish. That's a promise from us to you, straight off.
Mm-hmm. And let's start with a brand new remix, brother.
Sorry. Right, guys, this is our third official remix for Loud Luxury. We're super proud to have done a third, and we hope there's some more coming. This is their huge collab with New York legendary producer Sid. We're massive fans of Sid as well, so it was an honour to do this. The track is called Nights Like This. So turn it up. This is brand new Loud Luxury and Sid, Nights Like This, the PBH and Jack remix, and it is out now.
You should know that I live for nights like this, and I feel alive when I fur on your lip. Got me paralyzed with blurry lines. I live for nights like this. You should know that I live for nights like this, and I feel alive when I fur on your lip. Got me paralyzed with blurry lines. I live for nights like this. This for nights like this. For nights like this.
You should know that I live for nights like this, and I feel alive when I fur on your lip. Got me paralyzed with blurry lines. I live for nights like this. You should know that I live for nights like this, and I feel alive when I fur on your lip. Got me paralyzed with blurry lines. I live for nights like this, 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 this. I live for nights like this, 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 this. I live for nights like this, 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 this,
that's very fresh, and we both love that. Paul Harris featuring Benson, Say or Do. Big up Mr. Paul Harris and Benson for that.
That's a remake of the classic, was it Duke?
I believe it was Duke, yeah. So In Love With You.
Classic album.
Really well done, really well done.
Yeah, like that, like that. Should we play another one of our tracks?
We shall, yes. Guys, we've been getting in trouble for this one. We have. You've been having lots of fun playing this out. We actually got tagged in an Instagram video last week of a guy playing this at the traffic lights. Can't remember where it was. I'm sure it's somewhere in America. Hilarious. The car next door was giving him some funny looks. Anyway, let's let the music do the talking. We decided to sample that really annoying porn sound that goes like this. turn it into a track with our brother Henry Love. So it's on a free download, guys. It's available exclusively on SoundCloud. You can also get it on YouTube as well. PBH and Jack featuring Henry Love. This is That Porn Sound.
Okay, you motherfucker, you. You got me in front of my girl. You got me in front of my mom. Even got me in front of my nan. Then on the bus, you cross the line. If I hear this sound one more motherfucking time, I'm coming over there and I'm gonna kick your...
Guys, Zion Radio episode 20 continues right now. Very excited to have on the phone a gentleman, a producer, a bit of a legend in the UK, from the hub of UK music, from Liverpool, Kikiri.
Hello, how's it going, bro? Yeah, I'm all right. You know, how are you doing? You all right?
Yes. Yeah, good, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, bro.
How's Liverpool?
You know what? We've actually been getting quite a lot of sun as of lately. I mean, well, not all of it. Like, it's been coming into dips and drabs, so we'll get like a good 3 hours worth of sun on one day, and then it just pisses it down, and then and then like half an hour of sun, and then, you know, pisses it down. But yeah, it's been sound. Weather's been nice.
Such a shame with lockdown, because Liverpool is one hell of a party city.
Yeah,
so I can imagine it would have been insane, especially when I think Liverpool won some football match. I'm not into football, so I don't really know that they won some football thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been mad.
Yeah, there was I didn't go out, but there was a lot of where Anfield is. There was when they won, people were showing videos on their Instagram and stuff like that, and all around the grounds, it was just chocker. With people everywhere, and I think it went on till about 4 a.m. as well.
Are you quite a passionate Liverpool fan?
No, I'm the least. I don't like footy at all.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I've got that. Like, so if people say what team you support, I support Liverpool. But I'm pretty sure I could probably name about three players. But I feel like I could probably name half of the team from 1998.
I don't even think I could name
a Manchester United player, an Arsenal player, or a Liverpool player. I genuinely don't think I could.
I'm so bad with football. I thought Everton was a London team until about 6 months ago. But it's actually the Liverpool team, isn't it?
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, Kokiri, how has lockdown been for you? Do you think, also mentally and on a musical note as well, do you find you've been producing slightly more different music because there's no clubs, or have you just been business as usual? How's it been for you?
Do you know what? Well, with the fact that there's no clubs and that, I've not been doing anything like going, like playing out on anything like that. So, like, a lot of my stuff has just been, as always, just working from the studio. But I wouldn't say stuff's been changing, but I have been, one good thing, like, so one positive from it is, what I did do, I'd say about 2 months ago, was I went through all of me, I'd say all of them because there's too many, but I went through quite a vast majority of, you know, projects with silly names and stuff like that, just to see what they sounded like.
What's and the then, silliest name you've had for a project? Because I'm pretty sure we can beat you. I mean, don't think I'll be able to read it out, to be fair.
Like, off the top of my head, I remember, because I used to just name things from, you know, stuff from around my room.
Yeah, so, like, a working title.
Yeah, so like Bursting Bugs was an old one, like from years ago, and that was because remember when Roundtree used to make those jellies, Bursting Bugs? Like, so yeah, that was I had a song called Oust, you know, the air freshener. Yeah. Cool. I had Oust, Glade Number One, that was another one of them.
Is Oust still as fresh today as it was then?
Do you know what? I don't know. I mean, but it makes for a really, really, really good white noise. So just a little insider's tip there for you. Yeah, don't spray it directly into the microphone because you'll break your microphone. But spray it up, it'll sound good and it'll make the room smell nice. Top tip for you. Going back to it. So what I was doing was I was going through a lot of old projects and like these stuff are like, I forgot what I've done. And I've been like, this is really good actually. Why have I not like pursued this or continued with it? And so that I finally started just bouncing all my ideas out and just like uploading up to SoundCloud, you know, in a playlist of should finish this, Kev. Should probably finish these, yeah. Should finish these ideas. It does take a toll on you just like being stuck in all the time. Can't deny that. But on the flip side, it has helped like a lot with creativity because I've been like, you know what, I've got like loads of stuff here what I should get finished.
That's totally how we've seen lockdown, because obviously not having the life side of things sucks, but we've also had so much more time to focus on music and some of, you know, we've made more music in the last 6 months than we've made in a long time.
Yeah.
Just generally boxing things off and having the time to chase things up and finish stuff, and it's been really productive, man. I'm sure it has for you as well.
That's exactly, we've actually made that much music. We were talking about some demos earlier this morning, and then there was two mentioned, and I was like, oh shit, I completely forgot about them. There's literally that much music, and they were made like a month ago.
It's been
really good, to be fair.
Our manager Mark is like losing his box. He just can't keep up with the amount of tracks every other day. It's like another one.
Another one.
So where did the name Kokiri come from? It's an unusual name. Was that just something in the room when you were thinking
it? No. It was next to the glaze.
It sounds like an exotic fruit, a Kokiri.
Yeah, so what I've heard, apparently, so I've had, like, so I'll tell you the actual story now, but what I've heard is, like, different things. It's actually a little city in, like, this isn't where the name come from for me, but it's a little city in New Zealand, apparently. And also, I don't know how true this is, but apparently it's meant to be the Japanese word for elephant. But, I mean, I think people are lying to me when they're saying stuff like this. But,
why did you think of it, though? Where did that come from?
Yeah, so when I was younger, so I like playing games. Like, I'm big into games. And when I was younger, my favourite game, which it still is, was Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah.
So in that game, you've got these like children in it called the Kokiri. And basically what happens is they're children. They're stuck in this forest, the Kokiri forest, obviously. And and they can't leave, and they can never grow old. Like, they stay as children. So the thought process behind it was the fact that, like, the music that I was making at the time, when I first started, it's never going to grow old, and it's never going to, like, leave, if that makes sense.
That's
like,
probably the coolest story for a name of makes a lot of sense. So would you say your music output, your style has changed, as in, like, from a point of view where there's no clubs at the minute? Are you just cracking on with making club music because you enjoy it, or are you more focused on music for streaming? Because obviously there is a difference in streaming music and radio music and club music.
Yeah, like, this is the thing. So, like, so to begin with, so when I first started, I was making, because I come from a hardcore background, so I used to make stuff under Kev Willow, and I done pretty well when I was younger. And so I tried to, when I started the Kokiri project, I wanted to bring all, like, these influences, what I've had, like, the 170 BPM rave stuff to house, and that's what I was trying to, like, achieve. And then I've noticed, like, as I've progressed, I've sort of moved away from that. I'm trying to go back into it, but I've moved away from that and more into, I don't know how to describe it, like, it's a lot more, like, I wanted to move into stuff for streaming, so, you know, like, full vocals and stuff like that, but I'm like, I just enjoy making club stuff, like, almost too much, really. So, like, don't get me wrong, I like making stuff with, like, full vocals and that, but, like, you can't really beat producing club stuff, like, stuff for the club, can you?
I mean, yeah. we're trying to make a lot of, like, crossover radio stuff, but we love to concentrate. The ones we've probably enjoyed a little bit more is just making some meaty club track, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
How did you get into production? When did it start?
Me older brother, he had a set of turntables in his room, and he used to, as I mentioned, he used to play a lot of hardcore, and there was this one song, it was DJ Kurt, his name was, and the song was called Rock Your Hardcore, and I was obsessed with it when I was younger, and he was saying to me, he was like, this song was made by this lad in his bedroom. So I was like, yeah, it weren't, you can't make music in a bedroom. I didn't realise this, because I knew that you could, like, I knew that there was, like, music 2000s, and but, like, I didn't think that, like, I thought you could just play on that, like, you could save it and it was just on your PlayStation, that was it. Didn't realize that.
Dude, that was the first thing I ever properly made music on.
I played on it but, like, obviously you couldn't bounce stuff out or nothing like that. It was I was just in this mindset of how's this lad, like, got his song on vinyl if he's making it in his bedroom. It turns out, lo and behold, you can make music on a PC.
Got a laptop on a beach if you want.
Yeah, exactly. So,
do you
so,
guys, like, remember Dance EJ?
Yeah, so this is exactly what I was coming to. So my brother ended up buying me a copy of Dance, I think it was Dance EJ 3, and it was the cover was orange, like, bright orange, and
very colourful, weren't they?
They were boss. I'm pretty sure one of the, it was like Hip Hop EJ or something, you used to be able to get it with, like, with Kellogg's, because Hip Hop EJ must have been a bit shit or something.
I'm actually googling while we're talking Dance EJ, just for, like, the
it's
so colourful, like, obviously you can make Ableton super fancy now, but, like, this is just another level.
Yeah, it's like, wow. It's bright, weren't it?
Anyone listening, make sure you Google Dance EJ.
Dance EJ 3. I'm pretty sure it was 3 that was the one my life started off on.
Wow, you started early then, man. So yeah. Where did you go from there? What door did you use?
So this was it. So then from there, I went on a few forums and that, and then found out, like, about, like, this, obviously, these people who make music on the computer. So I was like, I want to get into that. So then I got myself a copy of, what was it? Acid Pro. I think it was Acid Pro 4. Mm-hmm. Again, but then...
When you say got yourself a copy, obviously you bought it completely legit, yeah?
Of course I didn't. No. I was a 13-year-old boy. Of course I didn't. I was using... do you know what I was probably using at that time? It was probably either LimeWire or Kazaa. Yeah, definitely. Little 13-year-old me going, I'm doing nothing wrong here. This is
to be
fine.
Fair, when we were 13, when was Kazaa not running with 10 simultaneous downloads? Getting your mum and dad's internet just 24 hours a day, just downloading software and all sorts of other stuff.
96 kps songs as well, downloading songs off it, and the quality was terrible. It sounded like you were listening from inside the biscuit tin or something.
Yeah, it absolutely. Takes like a full day to download one track, you're buzzing.
So from there, Acid Pro, but I didn't learn how to make music with Acid Pro because just the layout of it was just a joke. I learned how to stretch acapellas in it, and then I started making, like, mashups and bootlegs and stuff. None of them any good, but that learned me sort of how to stretch acapellas, how to get stuff in time. And then from there, with these forums, what I was on, I think one of them was called hardcoreproducer.org, and it's not on anymore, but I've still got one of the old sample packs from there on the old hard drive. One of the members of there told me about this thing called Fruity Loops. I was like, well, I like the name of it already, so I've got to go for it. And then, yeah, literally from then. So I think when I started Fruity Loops, I must have been nearly 14. I'm now 29, and I've like literally used Fruity Loops ever since. FL Studio. Yeah, we've grown up. It's grown up a little bit, so it's now FL Studio.
Yeah, but I've heard good things about it. I completely swerved Fruity Loops because I went from Reason to Cubase and then Logic and then finally Ableton. But I've heard Fruity Loops used to be like a bit of a jokey kind of program, but now it's supposed to be really good. I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah, that was it. It was essentially exactly like Hip Hop EJ. You probably get a free with the Kellogg's.
I think it helped a few big producers kind of made some very famous songs in it, like Martin Garrix Animals. I think he made that.
Avicii, most of Avicii's stuff.
Yeah, kind of gave it that credibility it needed.
Yeah, and then even Steve, I can never pronounce it, is it Duda or Duda? I never know. Steve Duda. Him and Deadmau5 still uses FL even now, you know, to get like quick ideas down.
Yeah.
And then he fucks off onto something else. But you know, at least he starts on FL, so it's nice.
What's your favourite synth that you're using right now?
My favourite synth, even though I always have to turn the mode down to like what's not great, I've got to put the mode like down to like less than great, is Diva, because it just swallows up my RAM. But it's hands down one of the sickest sounding synths ever.
Do you use Silent Serum?
I do use, again, for the same reason as Diva. I do use Serum, but not like, I should use it a lot more. If a synth starts playing up, I'm one of them where like I'd rather have all of my synths in the project instead of bouncing stuff out, because I get like a little bit nervous and I'm like, yeah, but what happens if I come back to this project tomorrow and I don't like this, and then what? I've sort of shot myself in the foot. So I always keep everything open.
I do as well.
Yeah, I'm an absolute pain for it.
I'll only freeze tracks or bounce them if we're going to send them to someone for, you know, like a collab or something like that.
So
and I know they haven't got that particular synth, so they just like, you just have to sort of freeze tracks. But I like to have everything live in the track. Just so, you know, you never know when you're going to have that pain, when you're going to have to go back and just change that one little thing that's going to drag it back.
This is my thing, really. Like, it's the fact that I'm very meticulous about stuff. So if I'm playing something back and something isn't sitting right with me, and I've already bounced it down to audio, like, nah, it's game over there. I'll be fuming about it. Avenger as well. I'm just off the top of my head, I'm just thinking of other synths what I use. Avenger's really good. I guess I'm literally naming the ones that are just gonna like absolutely destroy your RAM here. But hog up your CPU.
I've got plenty of RAM.
But Avenger's like, how can it's like a romp. It's more than a rompler, because you can edit pretty much anything on it. But it's like, you can imagine Nexus, but with a lot more control. So like it's got like incredible sounds on it, and you can tweak them to your heart's content, and it's got like built-in effects in it. Again, it's unbelievable. Anna too. I know we're still going. You've got
Anna.
Yeah,
I love Anna.
Anna is incredible.
I actually got Anna as like a free thing when I bought the Slate Everything bundle, and all the budding producers out there, if you can afford the Slate Everything bundle, it's worth every fucking penny. Check it out. And you get Anna with it as part of the package.
I was just sick.
Didn't expect it. Just came when I downloaded everything, and it was just what is this? It's close to as good as Silent, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Warmness of sound and stuff. It's a beast. Yeah, highly recommend all them. Highly recommend. Do you like making music like in the daytime, or are you more of a nighttime guy?
This is the thing. So it's like my sleeping pattern for the past, I couldn't even tell you how many years. Like what I'll do is, I'm so weird. So I'll try and get up early. Never happens. Like I'll try and get up early. I'll do a couple of hours in the morning at work, and then like I'll go to the gym, or I'll go run some errands or do something so that I'm not doing music. And then depends on how much I've done in the morning, I'll work in the afternoon, or if I've done loads in the morning and I'm a little bit tired, I'll have a bit of a siesta. And then from there, and then I'll usually like work from about, I'll have my tea and everything, and then I'll work again from 7 till about like 3 in the morning, and then like, or maybe later, depending on if I've got stuff that needs to be finished. And like, honestly, it absolutely does me in, because I'm always tired. Always tired.
I found from Ben, who I live with, is the Apple. You on Mac here, or?
No, I'm a Windows guy.
Sorry, of course. So my computer talks to me, my Mac talks to me every hour and tells you the time really loudly on the hour, every hour. And it's brilliant, because it's just one of those little slap her on the face. Whoa, what have you been doing? You know, and you've gone off on a tangent somewhere on a few websites or some blogs or something, and you're just like, oh shit, back to work.
You're wasting your life.
Such a life hack. Such a life hack.
It's a little bit annoying when I'm on the phone to him and all I hear is like, 1 p.m. 2 p.m. I was like, where, who's that?
Is he someone in the house? What's going on?
It's 13 hours.
To be honest with you though, I do prefer working in the night, because I feel like, I don't know what it is, I think I'm a bit more nocturnal anyway. So
every
I just
producer,
feel like
every producer we've spoken to is like that.
Now you get on with the change, because it's like we are wired up. We sometimes say, right, we're going to get on the phone, because obviously we're working remote because of lockdown. We're going to get on the phone at 2 o'clock, and then it's 4 o'clock, and then
it's weird, isn't it, because like throughout the daytime it's good, like I can get stuff done and that, but I think what it is, because of a night time, like you've got no disturbances. Like I'll go make myself, like if I'm staying up late, I'll make myself a coffee. If I'm only doing like a couple of hours, I'll make myself a cuppa. But it's just like the fact that I know that like everyone else is asleep, I'm not going to be disturbed, and I can sort of just sit there in the elements for the next like few hours and just zone in. And because I'm wide
awake, slow down on the whole thing.
Yeah, and because I'm wide awake anyway, because like, you know, I've had my siesta, I'm all right.
I tried to fool myself a few years ago into trying to do the whole daytime thing, and I've finally come to the realization that I am a terrible morning person, and I'm just generally better getting up at midday, and just that's it. I just feel better. I wake up better.
Yeah,
it's really weird. It's really weird. I think that's just years of just working on a night, you know, as DJing all over the country, all the world, and I think your body just accepts it, but good luck with that.
it's also a constantly strange thing for people who've never worked nights to get their heads into. So it's like, you know, say like your parents, you're like, you're getting out of bed at 12 and like, you know, there's always like a tut or something, you're like, what, I went to bed at 4 in the morning. You know, you probably had less sleep than they have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just one of those things people find it hard to get their head around unless they've worked nights.
So, Kikiri, what is planned for the rest of the year, music-wise? You got some more releases lined up? Because your Walk on Water is just, was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
I think it was like 13 days ago, yeah.
Okay, so, cool. What else? Any other releases planned, or are you just lining things up at the moment?
I'm literally just lining stuff up at the moment. So, I've got as I said earlier, about like the way I've started bouncing ideas out, like all like stuff that I haven't really worked on. Well, I've got a folder of just literally a folder on my SoundCloud of demos, and so it's a case of I'm just filling that up at the moment, you know, so that like when the time's right. So hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood that the campaign for Walk on Water goes really well. So so then hopefully if that does really well, then you know, I'll have to toss that.
Which labels it with Walk on Water? I've heard it many a times.
Yeah, it's Perfect Havoc. It's with I'm in a new deal with I signed up a new deal with Perfect Havoc, because I released a track with them. Thank you. You can't see me on the video, but I was doing a little bow then. little bow for you. The thing is as well, Rob and Adam, who run Perfect Havoc, nicest guys ever. So like we've always, like throughout the years, even from first release with them, always said we were going to do something together again. And then it was one of them, like it sort of felt right. Like we've been in, we caught up with each other at ADE last year. Remember ADE before lockdown? Remember that? Remember ADE? What is ADE?
Is that when people used to sort of be close to each other in small spaces?
I think it was where you're allowed to stand close to people. Yeah.
I feel like I want to say we had beers, or we saw each other at ADE 1 year, but it's always a bit hazy ADE.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm gonna agree to disagree. We probably did.
Yeah, we did.
We definitely did. Yeah,
great banter.
Yeah. But yeah, they're a really good label, really good to be on. So it's so all I'm doing is I'm just getting loads of stuff finished, and then from there, I'm hoping that this song does really well. It's only been out 2 weeks and it's doing really well so far. So
for any listeners that are listening that don't know what Perfect Havoc is, it's the same label that Joel Corry's used to put away a massive number one hit with. So they're very hot right now. Very hot.
So I'm looking forward to it. It's a 5-track deal what I've got with them. So, and this is only number one, and this is already showing signs of like doing well. So I'm looking
nice
forward
one.
To seeing. Yes,
it's
I'm looking
a sick
forward
track.
To seeing.
It's a really sick track. Congrats.
I appreciate that. I've done a VIP of it, and I didn't think it could get better. But you know what? I even impressed myself.
send it.
Yeah, I will.
Right, Kikiri, thank you for your time. It's been epic to hang out. for possibly the second time, we're not sure. Yeah. But
I mean, it definitely did happen. It was definitely you.
Definitely did. Yeah, there's a picture somewhere on an iPhone of that moment. I'm sure Ed from the Wide Boys was there as well. I'm definitely sure. So if anyone wants to follow you, most of your socials, I believe, are at Kukiri Music. So make sure you do
Music.
Follow on there, because it's going to be a good year coming up. So you got a track to play for us now?
So yeah, with this, as I said, I signed up with Perfect Havoc, and so this was one of the songs that came from, we've done a writing camp, quite a lot of singers, songwriters, producers. What I usually do before going into sessions, I'll tend to, like, because I'm always nervous that, oh, what if I don't make anything good? So I'll make a couple of little ideas the night before. And the synth from this was what I came up with. And so I've gone into the session and the other writers and producers absolutely loved it. And so we literally just went with it. I'd say about 4 hours later, we had the song.
Nice.
This is my new song. It's a Walk on Water.
Skype on Skype.
If I could walk on water, maybe I'd be closer to you. Feeling like I've fallen, then the morning comes way too soon, and we go back, 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 back. We go back, 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 yeah. I never told you to leave, but we just needed to breathe.
Dion Radio.
Got the pink umbrella, gin and lemonade. Feels a whole lot better through Ray-Ban shades. Got no one calling, no place to be. Got the sunshine falling on you and me. All I wanna do is just do nothing. Lay back in the backyard, kinda loving. Baby, I just wanna I just wanna
favorite record. Spending all day long in your bare feet dancing, nothing but my t-shirt on. It ain't complicated, yeah, it's all cool now, but it heats up later when the sun sinks down. All I wanna do is just do nothing, laid back in the backyard, kinda loving. All I wanna do is just do something higher than this blue sky, kinda loving. Baby, I just wanna lazy day with you. Baby, I just wanna lazy day with you. And we could get a little crazy, yeah. Baby, I just wanna
I just want you.
This, guys, is a very fun part of the show, but it's also a difficult part of the show because there is so much good music out there and it's very hard to pick one track of the month. Do you know each, what?
Dance music is really taking over again now. I'm loving seeing this. It really is.
It's high months. In the charts. Oof. Loads of house music back in the charts. It's great to see. There's so much quality out there as well. Really good time.
I picked an absolute banger, bro. You are going to love it. Let's have yours first. So what's your track of the month?
I know. I believe he had track of the month last month or the month before, Jack. Mm. He's really on form right now.
Yeah, it was the collab with Ben Rainey. Big track
that
as well.
That was right.
Well deserved.
Yes. Felix has done it again. Hats off to you, sir. We both love this. It's one of those tracks we're both crying at because we can't play it in the clubs. Mm. We definitely would be. So turn your speakers up, guys. You're going to be loving this and you are definitely going to be adding it to your playlist and hearing it a lot more. Felix Leiter. It's called Think About the Way.
PBH's track.
Bang.
Once again, guys, in the background, that is Felix Leiter, Think About the Way. And to any producers listening to the show, if you have a demo, we would love to hear it. Send those to music@pbhandjack.com, please.
We want to hear those new bangers. And if they're good enough, we'll get them on the show. We want to try and support as much new music as possible. That is the plan. Do you want to hear my track of the month, PBH?
I do. Dude. I know what it is as well. I know what it is.
You are a massive fan of this guy. Right back from the day. Also, we had a discussion about this guy on our last show when we had Rick from Hell Deep, the label manager from Hell Deep. We had a whole discussion about the man that is Kai Tracid, who makes some of the most unbelievable acid tracks. He has done it again, brother. This is Kai Tracid, Ramon Tapia, I think it is, and it's called 303 State. This is enormous. Turn it all the way up.
Jack's track of the month.
Zion Radio.
Thank you. Work my body so melodic, this beat flows right through my chest.
Driving me crazy, ah. And lately I ain't thinking straight. Your body's amazing, ah. Nobody does it the way that you do. Thought I was dreaming but woke up with you. You're driving me crazy, ah. Your body's amazing, ah. You're driving me crazy. You're driving me crazy, ah. You're driving me crazy. You're driving me crazy, ah. You're driving me. You're driving me.
said, no, drag them to the altar. Tell them they got till midnight to get that fix. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. Give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings. There's going to be opportunities. Oh yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heels of your mind, you could have been free years ago. I will rejoice. We'll be right back.
Zion Classic.
Guys, thank you for partying with us. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for sticking with us through another episode of Zion Radio. We enjoyed it and we hope you did too. Whatever you are up to, whether you're in the car, you're in the gym, or you're making love to your beautiful partner, we hope you're enjoying it.
Zion Radio, sound of sex.
Absolutely.
I wonder if there actually is someone listening to Zion Radio while making love. If you are, right now, I hope you're enjoying yourself, truly.
Drop us an Instagram, let us know, but only when you're finished. Only when you're finished. That could cause problems if you start getting your phone. Like, no, 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 don't get your phone out now. Just wait till you're finished. Hopefully we haven't interfered too much and thrown you off. Anyway, Jack, yeah. I believe it is your turn for another epic finale to Zion Radio in the form of Classic of the Month.
Do you know what? I wanted to play this last month, but then I realised it was your turn and I was gutted, so I've saved it. It's an absolute classic. This was one of the tracks that kind of started the birth of the progressive house thing, the Swedish house mafia and all that sort of stuff. And even listening back now, it's just absolutely amazing. It's Temper Traps, Sweet Disposition. It's the Axwell and Dirty South remix. Pure perfection. Enjoy.
Zion Classic.